About 200 people, mostly white, gathered as allies in protest on Monday to demonstrate against what they call a systematic attack against immigrants by the U.S. government.
We're sick and tired of it.
Miguel Andrade of Junto says the Trump administration's recent plans to conduct ICE raids in 10 cities drove many immigrants underground.
The threat of deportation is real.
He joined Power, Care, and other groups who began mobilizing Friday. And over the weekend, President Donald Trump agreed to postpone the raids for 2 weeks to give lawmakers time to move toward immigration reform.
I'm happy he at least came to that conclusion.
Congressman Dwight Evans says he's glad the raids are postponed, but called the time frame arbitrary.
It's ridiculous. It's far more complicated.
Senator Bob Casey demanded more leadership by the president.
He's been good on fear and smear and demonize and divide, but he hasn't come forward with a proposal that is constructive that will fix the problem.
Immigration advocates say they will continue to push for solutions. Currently, there are three families defying deportation orders by taking sanctuary in Philadelphia churches. And groups like Road to PA are holding Know Your Rights workshops to help undocumented immigrants deal with ICE. Nowhere yet from Senator Pat Toomey. Terry Gregg, KYW News Radio.